It's just crossing the 3 o'clock timeline here on KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena, serving Helena Valley. My name is Ron Sanchez. I am taking over from Tim Tate. I'll be here for the next 3 hours on this chilly snow day. And it's sort of actually nice to see. I know it's a little slippery out there. And if you're not prepared, well, it's going to be cold too. But we knew this was coming. It's called winter. And yep, it's coming down. Couldn't be happier, actually. I've been counting on this. Time to get the skis out and all that. Let me get organized here and tell you, KGLT is supported by Junk and Disorderly, buying and selling and trading used furniture, building materials, and collectibles. Open daily 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday, noon to 5. Phone 224-5258, located at 619 East Park Street in Livingston. First Security Bank, partnering with business owners to help local communities thrive since 1919. First Security Bank, success together. Ourbank.com, member FDIC. And MAP Brewing Company, thoughtfully brewing Montana craft beers with passion. The MAP Tap Room, offering views of the Bridgers, a lakefront patio, food by the MAP Grill, and a local vibe. On the web at mapbrewing.com, Instagram, and Facebook. Let's see if I can find the weather. That's not it. I'll find it in a second. Let's do this then. Around Town is brought to you by Explore Big Sky, covering local Big Sky and Southwest Montana news with professional photography and stories from across the region, available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, it's the annual Holiday Bazaar, Art on the Rocks, and Broad Comedy at the Emerson. Sam Varga plays at Wild Joe's Coffee Spot. Author Roberta Hamburg is at the Country Bookshelf. Tom Kerwin plays at Norris Hot Springs. Yellowstone Quake meets up with the Bozeman Ice Dogs at Haynes Pavilion. RBG is at the Ellen Theater. Burn Box Karaoke with DJ Saltlick and The Baby are at the Rialto. And Jeff Plankenhorn performs at Live from the Divide. In Livingston, Virginia Warner plays at Uncorked. There's a jazz jam at the Attic. More Than Bruises is at the Shane LaLanne, and the Max performs at Chico Hot Springs. In Helena, the Artisanals with Red Glow Buffalo play at LNC Brewing. It's Latin Dance Night at Carroll College, and the Sweetgrass Blues is at the Staggering Ox. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
That's Tim Tate still going there. That's what's going on. Let me see if I can ditch that. Gone. Okay. Now, quick look at the weather. It says afternoon snow, 1 to 3 inches. It'll be high of 38. What is it right now? About 25 outside. A low of 10 tonight. 24 tomorrow with partly sunny and colder, and a little snow over the evening. Look for the same around Southwest Montana in your neighborhood. You probably won't be going to the park unless you're going skiing, and expect it to be 1 degree tonight, 25 tomorrow, mostly cloudy. So, yes, again, like I said, it's full on winter. And I've got the clothes for it, so I'm ready. And I've got the music for you, so I'm ready. I think I've taken care of all the business, and I can start. Thank you. Jeff Beck Group from their second album, Cosa Nostra Beccola. Even though I noticed the new CD doesn't have the full title, just called Beccola. But if you have the original copy, it was Cosa Nostra Beccola. That was the Mother's Old Rice Pudding, a jam thing that they were playing live and sort of shaped it up for the album. Some nice loud guitar. That's Ronnie Wood playing the lead bass and Nicky Hopkins on piano on that album, along with a guy named Tony Newman hitting the drums. They backfired the lovely Mickey Waller and got in Tony Newman, but worked out okay for a while. Unfortunately, they didn't make it to the end of the tour. They would have played Woodstock and San Francisco along the way, and they canceled on their San Francisco gig and Woodstock. Big drag. We could also hear Jimi Hendrix live at the Atlanta Pop Festival, start off the Rolling Stones. Getting us to 3:26 and change. Got to stop here for a second and tell you that the 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by the Daily Coffee Bar and Eatery in Bozeman on campus at College of 11th and on the north side at Rouse and Oak. Serving locally roasted coffee, fresh pastries, and quick breakfast and lunch options every day for 25 years. Online at dailycoffeebar.net. Okay, that should take care of us. Just going to move on with guitar players because it seems like a good thing. Chasing diamonds in the wilderness, chasing down the cry of the peace, chasing down the rush for the loneliness, just another pebble release. Look up, look out, look in, look all about, look everywhere, and look at yourself. Hold on, hold up, hold up, hang in, please, baby, want to please yourself. Places. It's too many fat, it's too many thin, it's too many upside and down.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'll go play some of my favorite things, favorite sounds. Start off John Martin from an album called Inside Out. You heard Look In. And I just found a CD of that a couple days ago, Thursday, yesterday. Right? Oh, I guess so. Wednesday I was out. And had some extra songs on, so I had to buy it, even though I've got that on vinyl. Late, great folk guitar player who found Electric Thread. And that's a really interesting album. It's got Steve Winwood and Chris Wood from Traffic and others. Really nice work from him. If you like Nick Drake, you might want to look at John Martin. Excuse me. David Bowie from Lowell, you heard. A Weeping Wall. Eno and Byrne. It's Brian Eno and David Byrne from their album My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. You heard Help Me Somebody. Wilco from, I think that was, I'm not sure what album is originally on. One of those in there. but that's from a live concert they gave away if you bought the album. It's of Pitchfork Fest. You heard a live version of Magnetized. I'm finishing up with the song that has a connection to KGLT. You might have seen the KGLT documentary Where the DJs Roam, right? If not, oh, you should. And if you haven't seen it, and do watch it, you'll want to give even more to KGLT, because it's about the struggle of independent radio like this. And Keith Lockwood asked me to do some music for it, so that was one of the pieces I did, and that is dedicated and titled after our esteemed general manager who's retiring. Alan Rogers is hanging it up at the end of the year, and she's done a great job for us, and we thank her for all her hard work. And Noose, remember Noose? He's taken over, and we couldn't be happier. I couldn't be happier anyway. The right sort of man for the job. And KGLT will continue on with no apparent changeover. It'll be more of the same, and it's just going to keep getting better. And it's nice to see KGLT evolving. In the years I've been here, Phil Charles and then Alan and now Noose have put us on the path to success in the future. And that's important. We can't stay. We have to stay the same, but we can't stay in the same place. So, again, thanks to Ellen, and we wish her well. She's just going to stay home and play with the cats and dogs and horses. Okay, it's 3:47. I got some more songs to play, but I want to tell you some things before I can continue.
November 23rd, the Bozeman Film Society presents The Wife at the Ellen Theater. A wife questions her life choices as she travels to Stockholm with her very talented, very vain husband, where he's to receive the Nobel Prize for Literature. Rated R and starring Glenn Close and Jonathan Pryce. Tickets are available at theellentheater.com by calling 585-5885 or at the box office. The Wife, 7 p.m., Friday, November 23rd, at the Ellen Theater in Bozeman.
Keep him liquoring.
Yes, and from the new pile, new to me, though I think this album's been out for about a year, it showed up in the mail in a nice package this week from Australia. I have a good friend there, Sebastian Gerber, who does a radio show very much like you'd expect to hear on KGLT. He does it on a station called 3MDR from the suburbs of Melbourne, Australia. And one of the local bands, the Sand Pebbles, have been favorites of mine for years. My late great friend Tony Dale put out their first album, and I actually talked to him about releasing a record, but we could never quite put it together. And at some point I lost track of their discography, because they're only available in Australia. And Sebastian fixed me up with their last album, which was called Pleasure Maps, and there's a couple others in between that I missed that I'm expecting in the mail soon. And this is a good one, too. It sort of harks back to their debut album, Eastern Terrace, which was a real favorite of mine. Still is. Check this out. Great band from Australia.
walking, talking bit. Slow walking talk. Some people say it's laziness, and I'd better do some work. The guy he spends his time sound asleep both night and day. When I try to do the same, they tell me, get walking on your way. I get a walking, I get talking. Me and some bird, we went out the other night. Took my time so steadily, I thought it was alright. I wondered why she looked around at all the other guys. But then she upped and she left me, and I realized it was my slow walking talk. My slow walking talk. Time I miss the plate, I hear it, it's your slow walking talk, your slow walking. You keep dropping things.
I should have known better. I should have known better. I should have known better.